Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. This is Valerie Kirkgaard. I'm a fire-walking, Olympic torch-bearing woman who loves to create dynamic radio dialogues, and I've been doing that since 1987. Actually, I saw a letter from 1965 in which I wrote Mayor Yorkie about, let's see, what was it? It had something to do with smog in Los Angeles in 1965. So I laughed. I didn't actually realize that I had been doing social concern participation for that long. It's a great way to spend your life, actually, to get behind projects that you believe in. It gives you tremendous energy and fabulous relationships. We want to thank our sponsors who actually back us in what we're up to. That would be Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Jason Winter T, LA Lifestyle, and Tad Patterson, youhavetheright.com. Along with that, we've got some other sponsors, El Pinto Salsa. Check it out at your local Ralph's. Leo Delgado, I'll give you his telephone number later. He stops mortgages. We've got a lot of very interesting people on this radio show, and right now I'd like to introduce you to C.W. Wright, who you're going to love his voice as he gives us all the great commercials.
Thank you, Dr. Val. We'd also like to thank Jason Winter's Tea, who puts together a real nice herbal tea years ago to help fix a condition that Sir Jason had. Of course, we can't talk about the condition legally, but we can also talk about the book that he wrote, a book called Killing Cancer. And in that book, he discusses the bouts and illnesses he had and how he came about this formulation of herbal tea. You can find it in your favorite health food store, or you can visit jasonwinterstea.com. Back to you, Dr. Val.
Oh, you didn't mention Emergency Management Solutions.
I thought you did okay, too. You know, Emergency Management
Solutions. No, these kits are not just for dire, drastic emergencies that happen. These kits are actually a carry around in your car or have in your home, because if you live at my house, something's always going on.
Well, it's important to let everybody know that in the approaching winter season in the Midwest and especially back east, check your kits. If you don't have one, get one. Make sure it's winterized, you have warm blankets, you have enough materials with you to take care of your children, especially if you have small children. And that way it's always available, because you never know what can happen out on the road and when you might get stranded, especially in those snowstorms. So go ahead and take care and be prepared.
If you wanted one of those kits, where would they send to, or how would they find it?
You start up with out at emsgo.org, emsgo.org, or go to KAIPERM, that's K-A-I-P-E-R-M, .emsgo.org.
Wow. Okay, very good. Now, we have Kelby online here. Kelby's got a meeting to rush off to, so before we introduce our main guest, David Jackson here. Kelby, what would you like to share with our listeners this afternoon?
Well, thank you, Dr. Val. I appreciate you having us on the phone today to talk about the Republic. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening in the Republic. Mainly, we're having dialogue exactly about how to set up the structure of our courts, set up the structure of money, set up the structure of home saving, and jurisdiction, and how to pull cases out of jurisdictional venues that are criminal matters against the state or civil matters against the state. I think, if anything, what I'm seeing is the Republic is really growing, and for me, that's an exciting thing.
Well, one of the things I'm noticing is that the the federal government, the de facto federal government, actually seems to be trying to imitate us. I noticed that there are suggestions that they get rid of certain cabinet positions and stuff, and they're like faking sounding constitutional, while at the same time they seem to be up to other mischief in New York and also in the House, and I'm trying to get more information on that. But it looks like they're after restricting religion and what was the freedom of speech? Have you heard anything about any of this? Or
are you talking about the bill that's in Congress that was about to be passed but got defeated?
Did it get defeated? I heard the one I heard, which was 1388, supposedly got passed and is waiting for the president's signature. I don't know if that's the one or not. I just, you know, my ear just picked up a piece of this. I'd like to know more about this because the faster we put our foot on this stuff, the better.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's happening right now in de facto. I don't know of anything that they're doing that is trying to mirror the republic. It seems to me everything that they're doing is trying to put a grip hold on the people. And but to go back to what we were saying, again, we've been on multiple conversations over the last probably 2 weeks about the exact structure of how we can operate as an independent, recognized nation. And that is important. We're also working on some very important things pertaining to treaties with sovereigns already on the land, American, Native Americans. So it's very, very exciting, something that I never thought, you know, we would be already at. But to see the structure of Congress come together, to see the resolutions that we're already making, to see the support that we're now getting from outside interests, we're actually proud to say one of my best friends, actually my best friend, has been asked to speak in front of 10,000 pastors and missionaries at the Anaheim Convention Center at the end of November, and for an hour and a half, he's going to drop the bomb about the republic because we're working hard. We're working hard with the people in the churches to get the information out about the republic, and it's a very hard pill to swallow for people because they really think that they need to be subservient to this de facto government, not understanding that they're born under the Declaration of Independence and that their government was actually stolen from them by a corporation when their parents signed them over into captivity. So that's a very difficult, touchy subject to discuss, but that's going to become ever so prevalent for every single missionary and church in California at the end of November. So that's a very exciting news as well.
Yeah, well, it is. What's interesting about this whole process is, you know, you and I and Calvi and a bunch of us others have known about and been part of this since the beginning. So it's like, I know the possibility of the republic. I know what we've already done, and I know of our legal stance here, okay? I know that we're the ones. As somebody said, and I don't remember whether it was President Turner or not, we hold all the trump cards because we took the time to do the paperwork. So I still have de facto knee-jerk reactions, you know? And then I have republic information and republic passion. So I'll see something, and then I'll kind of just, like, get all worked up about it, and then I'll go, but wait a minute, because we're in the republic, this isn't going to apply to us. So it's kind of funny, even though I've been doing this for a while, to keep going back and forth between them. If you want more information on what we're talking about, we have Training Foundation documents, which CW, gosh, wait till you hear his voice doing this kind of stuff. It's on Sundays at 6 Pacific, and the telephone number is 424-203-8000. That's 424-203-8000. And then the code is 819054. And we, on Mondays at 5:30 Pacific, we have a Republic prayer call. And believe me, when you're doing stuff like this, praying is incredibly important. Conference, 712-432-0075, code number 359-789. Then on Wednesdays, we have a call for people that are interested in learning about the Republic, and that call number is 424-203-8000, and then once again, 819054. So there you go. What can I tell you? It's a good thing. For those of you in the Republic and already active, you probably would like to listen to the Thursday call, which is 6 p.m. Pacific. Conference call 712-432-0075, code number 594637. In case I was talking too fast for you, this whole show will be on replay within a couple of hours, and you can go right back to where you clicked in live to listen to it today. So that's what we're up to right now. I wanted to let you know who's on the call today with you. We've got Dr. Rutledge. He put together an amazing movie called 3 Billion and Counting that has to do with the power of DDT and the baloney about that. He's also a brilliant chemist and doctor who has put together a program for weight loss and for life called Better Than Lipo. And he's just a smart man on a lot of subjects. We also have Ken Cousins on the show with us today. And Ken Cousins, bless his heart, he's a guy that for 50-plus years has been, you're not going to be able to tell from his voice how old he is, but for all these years he's been going and studying different systems, finances, and things of that nature. And this guy likes to put the pieces together and then share them with you, and he does amazing seminars. I hope you get the privilege to pay attention to those sometimes. His company is Pantera, and he's Ken, you're actually running for governor, aren't you, of California?
Yes, but correction, Pantera is not a company. It's not in commerce. It's a private member association.
Oh, forgive me.
And yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I have thrown my hat, a very nice straw Panama hat, into the ring. I emailed a picture of my hat, and I said, it's in the ring. And so, yes, I am standing for governor of the California Republic.
And that's the fun about this. You want to do something that you've always wanted to do. You want to be a part of change. You want to be a part of something that's true. This is all very true, what's happening here. And I'm sure you'll be very happy with the results. I was listening to the House last night and the different people there, and I was noticing how much we've grown up over the last year. Mark Lonsbury, Speaker of our House of Representatives, what an outstanding human being. And then our two state senators, Debbie Ringchop and Diane, are just, you know, it's just, I've known them before they were senators, and I just see all the action, so it's exciting. I invite you to be a part of what we're up to. And CW, what are we saying about you handle emergency management solutions? That's one of your businesses. I know you were part of ferrying supplies over to Japan during the earthquake, and I know that you've worked with different hospitals and things of that nature to get their emergency processes in alignment. And I know that you're the one that found David Jackson. Where'd you find him?
Well, Jack was introduced by David Agresta, who
really?
Is our officers in California. And we are just so blessed and honored to have David with us and to share. He unselfishly shares his knowledge in working with remedies. I mean, here you have a young man that has a PhD in law, and he probably could have several more PhDs if he wanted them. He's just that intelligent. And just to show how intelligent he was, he figured out early, before he even really got started practicing, that using your bar card was not the way to get things done and really help the people of this great nation.
You want to tell our listeners why that's true?
Well,
why bar cards are...
Understand what a bar card is. It stands for British Accredited Registry.
That's why it's not a good idea.
You're here, attorneys are supposed to be here protecting the people of this great nation and loyal to this great nation. Why are we loyal to, Britain? Why?
Probably because we got a deal with them that nobody knows about. Would that be a good why?
It probably is. Probably is.
What do you think the deal is? I mean, what gives Britain the right to license our attorneys?
I got an idea.
You should have David answer that?
Please, let's ask David directly. And I believe David is with us now.
David.
I am. Hi.
David, what gives the British government the right to license our attorneys?
You're right, probably financial agreements and things. I don't know if you know this, but I have copies of the British Crown stating the fact that Clinton hawked the Social Security system to the Queen of England for some real cash.
Really?
Yeah, really. And there's a number of other things where our country has tried forever to keep itself out of, again, another bankruptcy. Because it went, 1934 was the original bankruptcy that we had, where the money changed from silver and gold to our flesh and blood, and, federal credit of people. And that was a Chapter 11 where we went into a reorganization. They disguised that by calling it the Great Depression. Well, yes, of course it's a Great Depression, but it's because of the bankruptcy. And it was, let's see, when was that? It was only a few years ago, October 17th, that we went out of a Chapter 11 into a 7, liquidation. And that's why they could sell off. Remember all of this big talk about selling Yellowstone and Yosemite and...
Yeah, I was wondering how they were gonna, how they could do that.
Well, it's a liquidation auction.
So how did the is this how the Chinese got a piece of America?
Yeah, because it changed from a Chapter 11 reorganization into a 7 liquidation. So they started
liquidating. So how do we get America back?
And Clinton liquidated the Social Security to the Queen of England. Well, not only that, but the District for Columbia, right? That was a private British corporation.
Well, I knew it was a corporation. I didn't realize it was British.
It's British, yeah. I went years ago, I was about 2005, I went and did, we were talking about these apostilles and all that sort of thing. And I have my own apostille. It's rather more lengthy than perhaps something else. But I did 36 of them with, at one time, with the Secretary of State of Maryland. I think this was like 2005. And then I wanted to test something, so I went to the District of Columbia, and I said, I would like to do an apostille. And she says, not the Secretary of State, but the corporation secretary said, well, we don't do apostilles. We can't. I said, well, can I at least get it notarized here? She said, I'm sorry. We don't even do, we can't do a notary either. I said, let me get this straight. You mean all of this bunk you hear up on Capitol Hill and all that, you guys don't even have the power to do a notary? And she said, yeah, that's right. When I was there, this fella who was a Korean, he owned one of these big Korean malls, you know, with little shops and stuff in the middle of it. And they had a setup, apparently, because one of the girls that was selling a
David, we're going to have to pretty much stick to facts rather than
stories. Oh, okay,
here.
Sure. Well, okay.
What's the bottom line?
That's a good question. What is bottom line?
No, you get to tell stories on the Saturday show. By the way,
yeah, okay,
though,
we do our
American Cafe on Saturday, yeah. And I've already got David Jackson promising to come back. So, because I love his stories. The guy's a screenwriter, okay, a good one too. So you can better believe the stories are good. I got something on my desk actually that I was wondering if you had a remedy for. They're getting ready to access my checking accounts because I didn't pay my corporate dues, they say. Is there anything I can do about that? I had tried submitting a bonded promissory note to them, and they ignored it.
Yeah, you can make a W-9 alternative, which is a declaration that you're a non-taxpayer. And in it, that alternative says that... if they give your money away without permission, they become 100% liable. That's to the bank and to the company. through the IRS. But you do need to establish first that you have the right to do that, that you're not just a citizen slave, but you are a sovereign. And then you give them that notice, and that should be it. And then if they transfer something, it all comes out of the bank.
Do I give that to the state franchise tax board, or do I give that to the bank as well?
Both.
To both of them. Is being a secure party creditor substantial enough? Because I am a secure party creditor.
You can try it and see. Yeah, I can send you, if you send my email, ask me to send you a W-9 alternative.
W-9?
Alternative, or alternate, whatever.
So does that mean I don't have to file the...
It's a form. It's an IRS form, actually, and it's been slightly altered to say non-taxpayer rather than taxpayer.
So does that work for the state franchise? They told me that I have to turn in my 2009 and 2010 taxes to the franchise tax board. I just talked to... today.
My preferred way to deal with that is through the apostille, act of state process, because who is the boss of all of that kind of transaction? Secretary of State. And that includes judges. They all work. Because the Secretary of State's the guy that pays his paycheck on Friday, the judge, see? And the tax assessor, collectors, everybody. So if you do a document where the Secretary of State is agreeing or stating the fact that you are a non-taxpayer, how can it be disputed in any court or with any tax assessor? So
okay,
that's
well,
what you want? Yeah.
They plan on levying the 28th of this month. Do I have time
Ooh.
To do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool, I will. And this is the kind of stuff that happens when you know the right people and you have the right friends. You're known for your remedies, David. What's your next remedy? What's the maybe mortgages or what would you
well,
like to
Well, give me
share
a
with
subject.
Our listeners?
What subject?
What are your
are
three
you?
Favorite remedies?
Well,
the things that you think would make the biggest difference to our listeners.
That apostille. Apostille is French law that means to give notice. If you're a citizen slave, as outlined by Plato in his book Republic, then all you can do is ask and plead to the government to do something. But as a sovereign, you don't ask them for anything. You make a declaration. This is the way it is, fellas, like it or not. See? And
good.
I like this act of state. It's through the apostille process with a Hague Convention, which means that most of the countries in the world that are signatory to it automatically accept it as well, and they are your witnesses that you are a global recognized sovereign. I think that's a major step toward an individual becoming sovereign. And once you have all that, then you can make these declarations like that, of a W-9, et cetera.
Very
to
good.
IRS or anybody else.
So what about all these foreclosures and things? What's a step that a listener could take right now two things I'm thinking. One, before sale, they haven't been given a notice of their sale, but they're given a notice that they're going into foreclosure. That'd be one.
Well, there's one person that institutes a foreclosure, and that's the trustee. Well, in your loan, it generally says that you are the one that elected the trustee. Well, if you elected them, why can't you fire them? And if you fire a trustee, you have to replace them with something. Put your wife, your mother, your brother, anybody that's friendly to you that will not elect to go to a foreclosure. Because going to a foreclosure is against your benefit and your will. So you can fire him because he's not acting on your behalf. The corporation, being the bank or the servicing agency, whatever, cannot act now because it has no vehicle or person to act through. So you can stop a foreclosure by firing a trustee.
Excellent. Do you set up the paperwork for people on that? Or
yeah, I have all of that.
How do they get a hold of you? And how long does it take to fire a trustee?
It's a matter of making the declaration. Could be a day, you know. You can reach me. My name is David Jackson. Area code 404-917-3233. Again, that's 404-917-3233. I'm on the West Coast, so please, if you're on the East Coast, don't call me at 5 or 6 in the morning, which happens, and expect me to talk about foreclosures.
And let me tell you that we've obviously all gotten those calls, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
David, do you want them to email you, too?
Yeah, if you like to email, which is generally the case, because I need to look at the papers that you have in order to make an intelligent strategy. That email address is jdaccess@yahoo.com. It's J as in Jackson, D as in David, then the word access, A-C-C-E-S-S, at yahoo.com.
And, okay, here's what I want to do, David, is
yes.
I want to go find out what Rutledge is up to, Dr. Rutledge. Also,
okay.
Ken Cousins and CW. So, what I want to do is handle them first, and if you can stay around for a little bit, I'm sure they'll have questions for you as well, and then we'll tie this whole thing together. I just am so impressed with you. As a matter of fact, after listening to you on the Saturday show, I decided that I called a friend of mine who's also an author, and I'd like to put together a movie that you and she write. That's what I've been thinking about. And I know you've written a movie on the Republic, and so
now,
I'm going to know.
Somebody, is it Viv or Viv? Somebody
Viv
like that convict.
Viv,
yes.
Yeah, we should talk, all of us, because independently we're coming up with this whole thing. And Viv Gwynn and I are quite close, and I wanted to be on her committee, but I couldn't handle one more, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that.
Yeah, I'd love to talk film. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. See, torchbearers are always Sidious, Altheus, Fortius, which is swifter, higher, stronger. So we're always after creating something new and something terrific and carrying the torch and always getting it higher. I also want to mention Stardoves. And Stardoves, they put out mailings to over 100,000 people for probably, depending upon how many you buy, one of the best prices you'll ever see. And there people actually buy the products. And my coning company business is probably in business still because of the helps that I got from Stardoves and their very reasonable mailing campaigns. You can reach Raw at stardoves.com. Once again, Raw, R-A, at stardoves.com. And his telephone number is 828-665-0411. That's 828-665-0411. If you want to find out more about Tad Patterson's work, check it out on our website. You'll be really pleased with what you see there. We're just, the whole site is filled with great opportunities. And you can click on his seminars. He's collected seminar information, some of Tim's brilliant work over time, and other people. I understand he's going to be on a hot call this Friday night. You can send me an email at val@mailhouse.com for more information on Tad Patterson. If you want to know more about being a secure party creditor and things of that nature, this guy's got, he'll help you with all the paperwork, and if you go through it, it's powerful. Leo Delgado, 323-830-2832. Notice I put the number out. I didn't even tell you what he's good about. What he does is he stops foreclosures, too. So that's 323-830-2832. And Leo Delgado is actually, I met him through Ken Cousins. I'm very grateful for it. And I love the idea of firing the trustee. I mean, thank you, David, for that. Once you're in the right place, you're going to be surrounded by terrific resolution possibilities, okay? So the major thing that's happening in my life, and I'm sending you to the webpage, wakingupinamerica.com. You'll actually see, under the list of sponsors, you're going to see Protandin. Protandin actually takes your age back to the aging that you were at 20. And I am going to tell you that in the last 30 days, I now run down the staircase when I used to go down it stiff-legged. My memory has improved tremendously. I am remembering things that I didn't know I had forgotten and very happy about it. It's like finding a bunch of old friends. There are so many levels that I am appreciating Protandin on. I invite you to visit the website. I'm just looking to see if I can find Dr. Norman. Here we go. I'm looking for Dr. Norman, and I'm not finding him. I will. Dr. Marvin Norman is an incredible human being that is perfectly available to answering any questions that you might have on this product. If you want to send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com, I'd be happy to let you know what that information is and forward it to you. This is an amazing product, the best that I've ever come across in all of my years of investigating products. With that, the man who produced the movie 3 Billion and Counting, the man of the Better Than Lipo Diet, the man of Sleepies, Dr. Rutledge, what's up today? Where are you? Dr. Rutledge. He's on the board, CW. What are we going to do? You going to send out the bloodhounds for him?
He does. There he comes. Dr. Rutledge, are you there? He's probably muted himself or stepped away for just a second.
Actually, his phone just disappeared. Oh, my gosh.
Did?
Maybe the other side captured him for all his information.
Maybe the dark side came and got him, or certainly
because
you said.
What are we going to do? We've got to send out a bloodhound. Who do we know? Well, we've got the puzzler. Maybe we could send... Nah. I guess we'll have to... Are you there?
Ourselves.
Oh, Mr. 3 Billion and Counting is here.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
All right. I couldn't be heard earlier.
I know. I could see your name, but I couldn't find your person. Did you hear any of the introduction?
I did.
Bloodhounds are good.
I wanted to thank you for all the compliments. Besides my girlfriend, you compliment me more than anybody.
Hey, what can I tell you? I'm in the middle of your program is a challenge, okay? But what's happening is not only is my body cleaning up, between this and the Protandin, my house is cleaning up. I'm out doing yard work again. All of my clothes fit. I look like a fox.
Excellent.
You know, it's good. I got apples on my desk, okay, because you gave me the power of the apple.
Have you broken into the 150s yet?
No! It has been really making me crazy. But that's why I went on all apples today, because I've had whatever. Anyway, I'll be there because I know what's going on. What's going on is something psychological is clearing with me, too. I can feel it. I mean, it's like my body yesterday, I felt so terrific, Dr. Rutledge. And I haven't felt that terrific in ages.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do. You know, it's an emotional peeling of the onion skin as well, you know.
Yeah, well, our emotions actually have frequencies, so they reflect body loss. I've been at like 161, 161.2 for like 4 days or something. And I'm feeling better, and I can see my body change shape, but the weight I went down 2 ounces last night. But I know I'm on the right track. I have zero doubt about that.
Sure.
Now, I'll be down there. I'll be there sometime next week. Well, probably even this week, actually. That's why I did apples today.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that'd drop me into the 159.
Yeah. Well, God, I can hear myself in the background there. That went away.
Good.
Up in Ottawa, Canada, they'll be screening at the Freethinkers Film Society, 3B and Accounting, on November the 13th. So if there's any Canadian listeners in the Ottawa area, please go out and see that at the Freethinking Film Society.
Now, your website is 3 Billion and Counting, right? They can find out other...
Yeah, it's www.3billionandcounting.com. You just write the number 3 and spell out billionandcounting.com, and you can find out any info that's going on there. I am about to release it to the public. We're working on DVD art and everything now. And I just recently had a fellow from the East Coast that does a lot of manufacturing and cares about people want to distribute it to a lot of barber shops and things. And so he's going to start get about 5 or 10,000 copies out through barber shops and different things to start getting the awareness out.
A unique venue.
Yeah, for sure.
Very interesting.
You know, and as we know, the media is bought and sold by the U.S. corporation. So anything that does not go in, put it this way, if you tell the truth, it's not going to go on mainstream media.
So did you just hear that thing where David Jackson was saying that the U.S. corporation is actually a British corporation?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear that? I didn't know that before. Did you?
No, but it doesn't surprise me because, as you know, more and more we're looking more and more like the UK every day.
Now, see, I happen to like England a lot. My family comes from there, but I sure don't like all this other stuff that's been this web that we've been operating under for so many centuries.
Well, I like the people there as well. But,
well, I like the theater, too.
I have many friends that have wanted to refuse the scanner going in there. They'll turn you away. They won't even let you in the country if they say they want to scan you.
What do they scan you for, money or disease?
Who knows? Anything they want. Those rapid
scanners, you mean like the airport security, security scanners?
Yeah.
When we went into Hong Kong, we actually got scanned for health. It was really cool, actually. Well, it was during the SARS epidemic, and so when we're going through the Hong Kong air terminal, or I guess it was Taiwan, actually, they had scanners, and they were scanning our physical health and our body temperatures. That's why I asked the question I did. My mind happened to have flipped back to that.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. So they weren't going to let anybody in the country that didn't have the right temperature. There's a lot of controls on us, you know, that we don't know about. Is there anything in particular that you would like to ask David about?
I don't have anything actually specifically to ask him, but I do know that
What was that?
I think someone else was speaking. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it might have been David saying something, but I didn't get it.
Well, I'm saying from what little I've heard, he sounds like a wealth of information and someone to definitely have his brain picked.
Yes, me too. I can't wait. CW has had him down in Orange County for a while. Ken, do you want to join in here? Mr.
Sure.
Cousin, sir.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
So we ought to go up to Ottawa. And we ought to, we'll get CW,
we'll get,
who's doing the
who's
echo?
Doing the echo?
You got
there
that
we
echo
go.
Going on.
Yeah, I think it's those little sneaky little cell phones. So we'll get our private jets, and we'll go around and we'll pick up all of our friends in the Republic, and then we'll go up to Ottawa, and we'll see 3 billion in counting.
All 10,000 of them, huh?
Yeah.
So what would you like to bring to us today, sir?
Oh, well, I'm going to bring a few of the puzzle pieces to the fore here. You started
Thank
by...
God. We need your assistance and your perspective.
We need some puzzle. Well, here's some of the bigger perspective pieces. You started asking about, British corporation ownership of the United States, the Bar Association. Well, I was just reading something actually last night and added a few key pieces to my puzzle. Have you ever heard of the papal tiara or the triregnum?
The papal tiara, yes. The triregnum, no.
Okay, tri meaning three, regnum meaning royal or of the king. That's what that big pointy hat that the Pope wears is called. And it's actually got three crowns on it, the triple crown. And there were three crowns established through papal bulls. A papal bull is a dictator, a declaration by the Pope that is considered, at least by them, in their reality, absolute law. And these were done in, a long time ago, like 1302, 1481, 1537. And they created a three-tiered level of what are called testamentary trusts. And these are trusts that basically were intended to bind everything on this planet. Trust number one in 1302 by Boniface the eighth established the crown of the crown land. You know, we talk about the crown, the British crown, but it's actually the Pope's crown that he wears. And
you're saying the Pope actually owns England?
Oh, without a doubt. He owns the crown. He owns the crown, and via his agent through the Exchequer, who is the arch-treasurer at the City of London. So the first crown claimed all crown land, as basically all land on planet Earth. And the second crown basically...
He didn't think they had to ask anybody, huh?
Well, no. That's the arrogance of these guys. Secondly... The second crown, which was done in 1481, claimed all flesh. So you have the land and the flesh of the human being. Now, actually, if you look up the word human being in a law dictionary, do you know what the definition of that is?
No, I'm looking forward to what you have to say.
Well, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. But in law, human being is defined as a monster.
Really? I see why you said maybe not.
Yeah, so that's how they consider us. Lower animals or monsters are, of course, the cattle chattel
configuration. Now, where did that get defined?
Well, by
that we were that human being equaled monster. Because I'll bet you, if I looked at the dictionary, there was other quotes on that too.
Well, if you look in a regular dictionary, you know, Webster's, later Webster's, and so forth. But I'm talking about in law, which obviously ultimately goes back to their law, what they consider to be their highest form of law. But let's stay focused on this, because I want to wrap this into a whole context. So crown number one was claiming all the land as crown land. Crown number two claimed all human beings / monsters / animals, the flesh, as being owned by that crown. And crown number three, hang on 1 second, I gotta scroll down. Oh, yeah. It claimed all of the souls, and it considered the souls as lost souls until they were bound and bonded to be brought under the fold of this triple crown of the Pope and the Vatican, commonly known as the Holy See, S-E-E. And these all created something called a Sestice Vi Trust. And a Sestice Vi Trust is defined simply as a trust where title is held by one party, but a limited use is held by another. So if, for example, I had the title to your car, but you were given limited use to use it, that would be essentially a Sestice Vi Trust. So that's how they define our body, that they hold the title, but we are given limited use. And secondly, as that applies to the soul. And, you know, it's interesting.
God, this is so outrageous.
We're coming up on what's called All Souls Day on November 1st, which is diametrically opposite 180 days in the orbit of the Earth from the day May 1st, which is All Workers Day, where they gather all the workers around the maypole so that they are bound and bonded to the global communist state and work for the benefit of the powers that be. And then 6 months later, all those who have died and left the body, the souls are gathered up under this triple crown setup. So this is in actual
fact. So they're controlling the afterlife as well.
Well, of course, that's what they want. They want the soul. They want the body and the flesh for the production of labor. They want the land for the wealth that comes out of it. And they want the souls as eternal, spiritually bonded slaves. So, you know, they got it all covered. Now, the key here is that the crown that we think of as the crown of England was given by King John in 1213 over to the Pope. He, in turn, gave it to this one of four entities in the city of London called the Temple Bar. And the Temple Bar was established by the Templars, who created the basic infrastructure for the banking system in Europe.
It sounds like an after-hours bar.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the bar in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's what I was
saying. Because these guys are real alien, that's for sure. They got a different concept of reality. But the key is that bar card attorneys are actually given a bar card as something called a letter of mark. And a letter of mark enables a pirate to board a ship of an enemy sovereign and steal the booty and deliver it back to the sovereign for whom.
I'm sorry, you said a bar card allows that?
Yeah, it's what's called a letter of mark. In other words, they get to board our vessel, steal our booty, steal our land, our property, our labor, and everything else, and return it back to this crown bar system that ultimately goes back to this triple crown of the Pope that owns the land, the flesh, and the souls. So that's what we're up against, folks. And but, you know, who are these guys? You know, to me, they're just a bunch of Roman transvestites running around in these
party dresses. He said it, I didn't, but I'm smiling.
And, you know, so all we have to do is timely and properly.
I actually think I have to say this because I worked at a social services agency that had transvestites in it. You're giving transvestites a bad name.
I agree.
I want to be really clear about that.
I'm fine with that. I don't have any problem with it.
Okay, good. I just needed to put that in. And I also, CW has been remarkably quiet. And I'm trying to find out where he is in all of this.
Okay, those are my pieces of the puzzle for the day.
Well, I just got one question. What kind of apples do you have on your desk?
I have very large, organic Fuji apples. They are terrific.
I knew it. You haven't tried the Honeycrisp yet.
No.
Organic Honeycrisp.
I haven't seen them.
I love Gala.
You want to send me a case?
Go down to Mother's. They got them. You're helping
Mother's
local.
Is in your area. Mother's is not in my area.
Okay. What is it? The one that starts with a G up there where you're at? I forget the name of it.
It changed from Henry's to Sprouts.
Sprouts will have them. So Stater Brothers, I've seen them. Ralph's has them. And I dearly love... I grew up on delicious apples. I didn't think there was any apple better. Several years ago, Gala and Fuji came along. Didn't think there was anything better. Wait till you sink your teeth into a Honeycrisp. It's like heaven.
I'm notified.
But I do have problems with apples, Dr. Val.
Yeah?
You know, an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Well, I don't want to keep Dr. Rutledge away.
Hey, Dr. Rutledge handed me the apple, and it's because he hands people the apples that he's actually putting himself out of work with certain people and making himself more available to others. That's how Dr. Rutledge works.
Well, I'm just an arm's length out of the way.
There you go.
Hey, look,
so this guy gives you a sack of apples when you come over. No, he doesn't, but... He
sends
you in the direction.
On a serious note, I'd like to just talk to you about jobs real quick. Our American public is being fooled by the so-called jobs bill. They believe, for some reason, and the government is making them believe, that they're spending billions and billions of dollars, or by spending billions and billions of dollars, into that, what they're calling the infrastructure. They're stating that jobs will be created. They've got it all backwards. government our taxes, the government paid in the interest of creating jobs, don't work. Never has worked. There's only one thing, and I want the entire nation to know this, there's only one thing that generates bills, and that's when you let the private money turn loose, not government money, not our money as being collected by the government and so-called invested back in. It never has worked. It never will work. It's a ruse by them to try and get votes and make them feel good, and we've seen nothing but rowdy people over it. But history tells us the only way to create jobs is when private money puts the investment up. And so people need to take a closer look, because the people with the private money, they're
just
lying.
So you're saying the government is lying to people, CW?
No.
Is that what you're saying? Are you saying that they're suggesting that the billions and billions and billions of dollars that they gave to banks, which could have paid off every mortgage in America? I can't even hardly listen. They called me up this morning from Denninger Feinstein's campaign here in California, and they said, we want to give you the latest information. I said, I'm not interested in any of your information. I'd like to go now, please.
There you go.
And I realized that I missed an opportunity to send her to republicfortheunitedstates.org so they could actually find out who the legitimate government was. And we're going to be off the air in a few minutes. And David Jackson, you've heard a lot of very interesting stuff, I'm sure. If you've got a couple of sentences that you'd like to say so we can send people in the right direction and wrap this up, this would be a good time, sir.
Okay. I'm here.
So, want to give them your contact information again, or do you have a closing brilliant word that you'd like to share with us?
A closing brilliant word.
Or two. We've got basically about a minute each to wrap up the show here.
Okay, I think that the definition of a republic says itself, that no matter what kind of system or structure you get in life, your surroundings need to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we're in a country that is far from that, because most of the things that happen are not for us, they're not by us, and they don't benefit us. It only benefits the fake or the fictitious legal person that has been so elevated. And I think we need to get away from that and get back to just being simple, real people.
You can reach David Jackson at 404-917-3233. Dr. Rutledge, any closing words here? I think he fell into the mute again.
You can hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. Closing words, I would really like to just echo what CW was saying in regard to creating jobs. You know, the government does not, its function is not to create jobs. The way jobs are created is letting the people be free to create jobs and having the money supply to do that. So I echo exactly what he is saying. And put it this way, if it's coming out of the corporation's mouth, think the opposite.
Perfect. You can reach Dr. Rutledge. Terry's telephone number is personal assistant. Can you mute your phone, because I think it's doing the echo here? Can you do that? Okay. So Terry's number is 702-685-8681. You can ask her about any of the things that we talked about today. She's terrific. You'll love her. You can email him at Dr. Rutledge, and that's Drutledge Taylor at AOL.com. Check him out. He's fun. He's fun, and he's real cute on top of it. Ken Cousins. Whoops.
Yep.
The puzzler,
yes,
just say goodbye, because our music
goodbye
is
goodbye, and believe it or not, the PanteraPCA.org website will be up this week. Silver.
I believe you.
Silver CW. Is low, but it will never return to this level. People, you got worthless
real
papers.
If you're tired of slavery, off of resentments that bind you, if you're looking for liberty, if you're looking for freedom, go visit republicfortheunitedstates.org. That's republicfortheunitedstates.org.
This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Doctors All Spelled Out. We thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, Jason Winter T, L.A. Lifestyle, and Tad Patterson, and big thanks to Ron Hayes, our research assistant, and also to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, and Brad Comer. And thank you, Bette Miegen, for our music, Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite a friend to listen. You can always send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. Once again, val@wakingupinamerica.com. Thank you, Dr. Rutledge. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, CW. Thank you, Mr.
You're
Jackson.
Welcome.
We love you. And we'll be back next week.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you knew, pouring through, now your heart is...